Moms Club Podcast.
Welcome to the Awkward Moms Club, starring Christia and Ashley.
Awkward.
Bring me in. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. That is the voice of a longtime listener, first-time guest, our first ever guest.
First ever.
Lindsay welcome. Maxwell, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
Of course. Lindsay and I have been friends for a million years, and she brought me a box of some memories we were just looking through. Some stuff from my childhood room. If you're in the market for like a crunchy Justin Timberlake poster, I can sell it to you.
For $1,200 to $1,500.
Million.
Yeah.
Go big or go home, baby. And I'm not saying the reasons that it's crusty is like because it's old and gross. It's because I kissed it so much.
Yeah, her lip snackers have like
dried lip gloss.
What was the vanilla frosting lip snackers obsession?
It was like
frosted cupcake vanilla.
I can see it in my head.
So I can taste it.
Yeah, I actually would put it on literally right taste now. It would match
oh my god!
Outfit.
Do they still? I bet it's not the same.
No,
they
it's not the same. It's like healthy now,
and it's like got we no don't have good all the preservatives. Chemicals. I want to smell the preservatives, please.
Also, body glitter, the roll-on body glitter.
Does it smell like apple from Bath and Body Works?
Oh my!
It would
was
break
great.
My chest out so bad, and I would be like, "Keep going, baby." If there's enough sparkles, nobody will see
Beauty
your rash.
Nobody will see your rash.
No. You just keep itching. Did you wear those? The roll-on ones? They were like
the thing about
really
me is no.
All the rage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I
they
loved
might
it.
You might be like a little too old. Because we were like,
I got my walker and came downstairs.
Shut up, burn. You might be a little too
no,
old.
No, I think
to remember.
The real thing about it is I was such a nerd that like that never ever
crossed
no.
your mind
nope,
to buy
never.
It.
No,
did it ever cross your mind to win a dance contest?
Absolutely.
Did you see the pictures of me like that you just saw? So like you could tell I was like the size of a teacher when everybody else was the size of a child. Well, during my peak awkwardness in seventh grade, the first dance of the
post
year.
Post roll-on body glitter.
When I didn't really have that many friends yet, but I was about to get a ton because I won the dance contest.
Yeah, you did.
I just said to her the other day, I was like, what were the moves that I was doing?
I wish
would
I
be
knew.
Mortified and probably, like, watch it anyway.
And probably
but I can't read that letter to a guy I liked in, like, middle school or high school.
No, it's embarrassing. So
it's
we have
bad. It's, like, makes me cringe. Lindsay was like, we'll skip over this one. There's also one about my mom. We should read it.
Gosh.
I don't know.
It's weird. Whatever.
We have all the letters.
We
that
jumped
Barry
in
and
we just
back.
Have to dive in. We have to commit, right?
We're gonna because read this fucking letter.
No, we're fine.
I'm a little scared. When Barry was in Italy on his mission, like we wrote letters back and forth, and I saved every fucking one in like a little
that's cute.
Aww.
You know, like a little paper divider thing.
Are you gonna give them to Amelia?
Fuck no. They're like really cringy. Really bad. Like they're
like,
so
what do
nerdy.
You say?
I don't know.
My body misses the
no.
shape of yours.
No, it was really like mundane, which is so stupid.
Today,
how much I spent on postage to Italy. I sent him like cereal and it cost me $40 and I made like $5 an hour and I was like, God damn, that
oh
cost
my
me
gosh.
So much money.
You weren't saying goddamn though.
In my head, yes, I
were
was.
Were you like, were you Mormon then already?
Mm-hmm.
Did you convert with the prospect of marrying Barry?
No, I thought
his sister.
His sister, yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Not Barry, really. He was not. He did not.
He wasn't doing it for you. I mean, he wasn't making you Mormon. He's doing it for you, clearly.
Sending him cereal. It costs $40.
Peanut butter crunch because it was his favorite. It was like Christmas, and I was like, "This will be his Christmas present." I was like, "This cereal was like a dollar."
Like peanut butter crunch.
Yeah.
Speaking of peanut butter crunch, we have nothing that even resembles that on Crumblecast, but we do have other stuff that I would like to try. This one's like nuggets of goodness. Let's go for it first.
But why is it called Cast?
Podcast.
Podcast, Crumblecast.
Oh.
Crumble, call us.
Is this cranberries?
I think. It's like
a chocolate.
I this literally like thought this was bar. Like, you know how you get like a fight up here? I thought this was
when you get a six pack,
I am an actual ding dong.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
And this is kind of good.
You would like call Crumble and be like, can I have one cast?
They're like,
be like, the fuck?
You're like, you know, half a dozen. Not what you call the box.
They're like
no.
six, like a Crumble cast. They're like, oh, awkward mom
stuff.
I go. Well, learn my lesson.
Oh
happy
God,
Thanksgiving.
I give that a 6 out of 10.
What the white
fucker
chocolate
again? I mean, I liked her when I was doing it, but Would not fuck again. Oh, sorry, kids. Can't listen to this. Already fucked that up.
Oh. We said maybe they could.
They were excited, and I was like, maybe you guys can listen. Changed my mind.
We should make a little one for them that's just like, hi, guys.
Yeah. Maybe me down.
Nah, that seems like a lot of work.
Not really.
Oh, my gosh.
But.
Pumpkin foam
on your chin. Mine. I'm really sad that Santa's about to fuck this up for us.
Santa?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
The pumpkin cream is going to go away.
Why is he doing that?
Are you sure it's not always secretly on the menu?
Well, my friend Stacia is the manager.
Stacia. Does she listen?
I don't know if she
I know Stacia.
Yeah, but it works at Starbucks.
Not personally.
We can't order it. Like, they won't allow them to order it. Right now, they can still order it, but then after a certain point, they won't.
Can they order a bunch extra?
She's been stockpiling.
Yeah, pumpkin's good no matter what. Through till like, it's spring, and then I'm like, eh.
Take a little break.
Yeah, but I don't have it every time. I also don't have Starbucks that often.
I know.
So when I do, I'm like, treat myself.
I do. It's really
baby.
Bad.
Do you have one close to – she has one close to her. I don't have one close to me at all. Sorry.
But like, they want
within
DoorDash.
5 minutes.
Can and we
– I have the DoorDash. Perfect amount of time between when I drop off the kids and I go to a client's that I'm like, guess I'll go to Starbucks.
I mean, if I'm out and about running errands, I pretty much always treat myself to a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I get Oak's egg bites, so he'll just
– I like an egg bite.
An egg bite is actually really delicious.
They're really good.
The bacon egg ones are like perfect. Sometimes just all I like. Yeah, there are other ones. Funny you should ask, because one time I was like stoked about my egg bites, and we were like on a road trip.
Fuck off.
And it took a hot minute to get everybody else's sandwiches, make sure Jake ate and like could drive at the same time. And then I reached down to get my bacon egg bites, and they were like white.
Fuck.
Like no yolk and like pepper, and I was like, "This is like peppers." I was like, "This is not. Nobody wants this.
No cheese.
Like dinosaur food. No cheese."
I've had those before. They're
was like egg whites and peppers.
Yeah, I was trying to be healthy.
Oh, they're awful.
And they have those kale ones.
Ooh,
those are also not great. The bacon is the way to go.
Bacon, gruyere.
Just cheese.
Did you know the other day I went to go order an iced Americano, but I just wanted it. Ice Americano.
And I tried to put sugar in it. And
no, I couldn't remember what it was called because my brain was so stupid.
Was it
and
night
I was like, you know,
birthday?
No, but it was like around that time. It was like a couple days before. I was like, you know, where you like do coffee, like espresso, but then you add water. And they were like, no. And I was like, huh? I'm just, my brain's lacking. And then I was like, I should have looked at my phone, but instead I just drove away. Because I didn't want to deal with it anymore. I was like,
you're like, I can't face
okay,
this
fuck
person
off.
At the window.
You, how do you not know? And then, like, I'm driving down the road and I was like, Americano.
Maybe it was their first day.
No, but like,
how do you just not know that? I mean, how do I not know that?
How do you get hired for Starbucks and not?
I think
that?
My problem is I'm always looking at my phone. I don't have to say anything. And then when it comes time to say something, I'm like, I don't know how these things work. I don't know how these things work. I don't know how to order this.
Words are hard.
I feel like Nate Bargatze. I don't know how to do this. I just want coffee.
The color of that coffee is really splendid. I'm happy for you.
It's beautiful.
It's so great.
It's really nice. It's real nice. It's very much nice. I really want to try this pumpkin atrocity. It looks like.
Which one was it?
Really nice.
Fluffy one?
It's like, looks like the pie that we did last week, but it's like actually.
Remember how we loved the crust? Like we wanted
but
to
that is
the
like
crust?
Even more.
Get ready.
It's more like buttery and flaky.
Get ready.
We're going to push. Past. Mom, okay, you're going to have to give it all you got. Is that right? Okay. Mm. I like it.
You too.
God, how can I believe you today? I hope when you sit down to your meal, you look at me and go, make eye contact with me. Nobody wants you. Make eye contact with me and go. When you're eating today, just look at me and go, it's fair. I liked it. I, like, low-key don't even want to try this. It's kind of bumming me out.
Why? I was excited for that one.
Ugh, it's just so many chocolate sprinkles, and I don't know why I don't like chocolate
sprinkles.
Okay,
yeah, the sprinkles, but like the
keeping it?
Fudgy inside look.
It's kind of good. You'll like it, I think.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Crumble.
It's like
the chocolate sprinkles are baked in, so it's not really a thing.
I don't like it that much. It's not my thing.
Pause.
I'm joking.
Cecil.
I'm not going to spit it out, but it's not my favorite. I think I'm going for Dookie roll back there. I think
it's
I'm going to like
worst.
Dookie roll.
I need milk with that one, though. It's like...
It's like
What do you get in your coffee?
It's like chocolate cake chokey.
I get cream. Mm-hmm. And that's cream. It.
Same.
And I got an Americano.
And you remembered what it was called. Lucky you. Fancy you. I almost ate that.
Oh, shit. I'll still eat it.
Tragedy.
I just want to eat it. That's the problem with me.
Did we ever decide if the dookie that was on the floor was actually dookie yesterday?
Yeah, it was 100%. With seven kids.
I'm pretty sure it was chocolate frosting from a donut. It was like really, really, really brown. It was like such a brown.
Whose son pooped on the floor?
Yeah. I was like, who pooped last? And I want this big one. Fuck, really good. Ask for me.
Doesn't taste like dookie.
Mm-mm. That's really good. That is like cinnamon roll. Heaven. Delish. Oh, man. The fuck was that? Christy is assaulting people from my top porch.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy Thanksgiving! Tom Turkey, how's your green beans looking?
They're not ready. It doesn't take long.
I'm very into this.
It's yum.
Oh, man, it's so good. Okay. Best cookie. Hands down.
Agreed.
We didn't even try the caramel, but it's very salty. It was, like, really salty. Which maybe is good, maybe it's bad. Listen, yeah, how's your turkey? Happy Turkey Day. Are we releasing this today? Mm-hmm. Gobble, gobble. How's your turkey? Is it good? Is it dry?
I don't do turkey. I don't make it.
Do you eat it?
Yeah.
I don't know how. This is my first time.
Listen.
It's going to be amazing because you just float into a kitchen and everything just happens.
I have something to talk about.
We all have
our
gifts. Mine's turkey.
Thanksgiving traditions.
Yes.
I remember knowing people in high school who did not get together with extended family and just had like a straight up regular meal. That's and it was weird. Like,
I'm down for that.
Like lasagna?
I was like, where are all the sides? I need to like.
Yeah. Can we not be like conservative today, please? Like, can we just eat all the things?
Can we just be.
I need 15
fat
carbs.
Americans.
I was like.
15 carbs? Oh, like not like 15 grams of carbs. No. I was like slightly.
No calorie deficit today. That. Ladies,
we just had 15 grams of carbs.
Oh, if not 50. I was like naming all of the food, and Jake was like, all starches. And I was like, Thanksgiving.
There's no other way.
I was like, mashed potatoes au gratin. I'm making noodles and macaroni and cheese. He was like, that's all.
What,
and I was like, it's Thanksgiving, bitch.
What does noodles mean?
Like chicken noodles, like noodles.
You really aren't going to have room in the fridge.
Like damn nasty
this.
Noodles.
Like for realsies.
Oh, yeah, no.
The other day we were panicked that.
The fridge?
I think we can. Lowe's is on DoorDash, but coincidentally, Lowe's is on DoorDash, and the only thing you can't get is the only thing I ever need, spray paint.
Oh, I'm a huffer.
Yes, she is. Remember when we huffed?
I never did. I never did. No, I'm not just saying
but
that.
But Maggie was like, guys, my cousin literally died of huffing. We should do it. Remember? We were like, no,
I think
we
I watched you guys do it.
I never did that. Not on purpose.
Like but when we I would put dog food in for it.
Drink. No, that was Nick. Nick put dog food
this
in my
Nick?
Drink. He was there yeah. that
this
night.
This Nick?
Yes.
Oh, I would kill him.
And it was a screwdriver, and I got to the bottom. And
oh,
there
I'm
was...
going to vomit. Like not dry dog food or wet dog food?
Well,
oh,
it was gosh, wet by dry. The time she was done.
Yeah, it does matter. It does.
He was mad at me because I think I did
Who
something.
Who was he hanging out with us? At Maggie's? I remember this yeah. like in my mind, honestly.
The first street house.
Yeah.
We were like in that back living room.
And Maggie literally sat us down and
Sorry,
was like,
Barb.
My cousin died of huffing. We should try it. And we
was
were
that
like,
the
yeah.
same night?
Why are we so stupid?
I bet he was there with like Ellis or something, you think?
Mm-hmm. I remember Johnny was there like up in the kitchen like making fun of us.
I think that Barb found a bag and sat Maggie down and talked to her about huffing.
Is that God, we are so dumb. Yeah.
I am so not ready
I don't
to have
even
teenagers.
I think I really did it. I think I was just like, I
how
never felt
hot.
Pink,
though,
I
yeah,
need to
I
watch more like.
No, we don't need to watch
intervention to understand how this
like, how
phenomenon
to
works.
Huff.
This is my new outlet as a mom.
Sometimes I just want to lose brain cells at a rapid pace. Let's
I lock
try
the door.
To
I'm like,
breathe,
kid.
Spray paint in for a second.
Mommy
take
needs
me
a
out
minute.
Of this world for 30
Mommy's
seconds.
Mommy's going to go craft. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
God.
So painting
you guys wonder why I paint these murals. It's not because I like them.
It's your hobby.
It's my hobby. Where do you think these guys are going for Thanksgiving? Should I invite them?
No.
Do you know that one time? We were like this high and about to record and we couldn't. The cookies said they were delivered and we couldn't find them. And I went over there and I hadn't met them yet. And Christy's like, hey, guys. And I'm just
they
like,
were like, the fuck are you
and
doing?
I just interrupt her to say, hey, I live here, but she doesn't. They were like, who are you? We don't care. I was like, hey,
we're just looking for cookies. Did they drop them off?
And they were like, huh? And I was like, crumble. And I was like,
just. They were like, are we getting punked?
I was just talking over her, like, I live here. She doesn't live here, but we're looking for cookies. They were like, oh, can you never talk to us again? That would be ideal.
And I was just wearing a bralette. It was like crazy.
And I have yet to talk to them since.
Well, the parking situation is kind of
and
weird,
I think
right?
My nipples were out. Of course they were.
They were, duh. Okay. No, I think that was the one time they weren't because I took care of that.
But I feel like I was doing this.
I think you're always doing that. Even when you're fully clothed with them.
Yeah, do you know about that? Do you remember Life Size, the movie with Tyra Banks?
Yes.
Remember when Tyra Banks used to be like, I am plus size, and she was like the tiniest
normal
person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird for my brain to comprehend. But we loved Life Size, and we wanted to reenact some of the scenes from the movie for my mom and dad.
Yeah, and mainly you.
And Lindsay came downstairs and was like, on the couch. Honestly, you go for it, girlfriend. And
she's
I had
like,
on
support you. I'm a, good
a big oversized nightgown, and I was like, shine bright, shine far. And I, like, had my thumb hooked on my shirt, and I just flashed my parents.
It's one of Ashley's and many talent show nights.
I was like, flashed my parents, and I was, like, 12 or 11, and I had boobs, it and it was,
funny,
like, very
awkward.
Now I flashed my dad, and I think we laughed about it later more so than in the moment. In the moment, I was, like, horrified.
Mortified. That but is what did we change the song to? You have to sing it.
Shine bright, shine your headlights. I am the queen of changing songs. I also had the hit, The Sun Will Come Out Your Pee Hole. With Megan, my cousin Megan.
Oh.
We would sing for
so what you're
our
saying
Pentecostal
is we're gonna
family. We would sing. She was a little sweet Pentecostal girl, and I was not. We were like the heathen people in our family, right? But so we would go, and we would go to my grandparents' house in Terre Haute, and Megan lived in Terre Haute, and we would like go to the basement.
Corrupt
her. Yeah. We would go to the basement.
Is that kiddo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Grandpa, you finally did it. I'm so proud of you. Anyway, we would go to the basement and, like, practice shows. And I would be like, what we're going to do is, the sun will come out my pee hole. And, like, there was more words. And everyone's just mortified. Like, everyone's, like, looking at us
and
like,
and Megan's singing it with you in harmony?
Yes. Like, and she is so small. And I am so much looking like an adult. But we are only 2 years age different. Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah. We're 2 years age difference. Like 2.5. Because her birthday's, yeah. So we're 2.5 years age difference. But I looked 10 years older than her. And she was so small. And yeah. And then after we were done and nobody clapped, then we were like, now we're going to collect an offering for the performers. Which was us. And I would like, because when we would go to church sometimes with them on Sunday nights.
Stop.
They would, like, have Catherine a special group come perform, and then they would be like, we're going to collect a special offering tonight for the performer. So I was like, that seems like a good idea. We did work hard on the show. We should be compensated appropriately.
Yeah, that's smart.
Pay artists.
But, yeah, we got no money. Usually Grandpa would put a couple bucks out there. And
kiddo would
it
be like, here you go, kiddo.
But they were definitely looking at Megan like, you got to stay away from her. I know that's your cousin, but just distance yourself. She is bad news. Turned out to be true. Honestly, turned out to be true. Just a few years later, I would be drinking in my friend's basement, so.
I thought that just everybody did that, but now looking back, I'm like, actually, they were good kids out there.
There were good kids who weren't running down Fairfax at night to
yes,
get
I did
alcohol
that
from our friend.
In a dark sweatshirt that literally has my last name printed
nice,
on
perfect
it.
Nobody would ever know.
Do you think this is a good time for us to fully indulge Christia and the world about when we stole the alcohol? Did we? When we got the alcohol,
you stole a van.
Bacardi. We had Bacardi. I don't know who it was from.
I think it was from JT.
Oh, JT.
Justin Timberlake?
No, JT Lejeune.
Is that right?
I don't know, but we had Bacardi and we were going to camp in the treehouse and drink it. But Lindsay got blacked the fuck out.
I can relate.
And this I had to carry her. Influence. You guys can stop hanging out with me anytime.
Oh my god. See gosh. How much fun I'm your like, life wait, will be this. I'm common denominator here. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
She did change my not, shoes. And thankfully not, I didn't die.
Yeah, I was like, we're taking these shoes off, you bucko.
I was so curious to,
you
like,
pissed the whole treehouse the week.
You pissed in the treehouse?
Everywhere.
Oh, she just pissed bags. Myself. No, she pissed all over everything. And then she told her mom.
That a raccoon did it?
Yes.
Yeah. And to this day, I stand by it.
I don't know how I got you out because there was, like, a bridge.
There was a drawbridge, like a jumpy what bridge. And we she had to carry me. Pantsless on her back,
dead.
Back up to the house.
That's the kind of thing you can't. Sorry, you're stuck with me forever now. We've done all that.
I know, right? I mean, only a true point, friend.
At this point, we're stuck.
We'll pick up your wet pee body out of a soppy
sleeping bag.
We were, I like probably had
travel
braces.
Across a drawbridge.
Where's the video of it?
Shut
the
I fuck probably up. Burned video? That thing.
Oh, we took video and then we watched it.
That's where We're So Drunk Bacardi came from because so I would just turn on the video camera and tape Ashley like a creeper.
It's like she would be like, what are you doing? And I like had like literally braces. And head like gear? We our thing was we would wear
we
like
were drinking
sweatpants.
It out of a water bottle.
Yeah. We would wear sweatpants, like softy shorts or sweatpants, but with like not baggy shirts that were comfortable, like the tightest t-shirts money could buy. Like,
yeah, like
we
that
were so tight. Why were our like just normal Hanes t-shirts, like, so tight. We were that like,
we'll have we bought, like, little boys or something.
That was the vibe.
Always. That was the vibe. Awful. So we're in those, like, hair up, like, looking like literal children. And Lindsay would just turn the camera and be like, I'm so drunk. Like, all right.
Oh, God. Thank God social media isn't, like,
oh, my God.
Oh, we would have been, we would not have been able to act like that. And it would have changed, like, the course of our, like, who we are.
We would have gotten in trouble all the time.
Oh, my God, because we would have been like, we have to post this so
that's why
Jake
kids
will
are, like,
it.
So sneaky and weird.
You know what
have,
I mean?
Like,
and then he'll think
and
I'm
stuff.
Fun.
Not TikTok. Different Jake. Snapchat. Yeah. Just confused TikTok kids, and Snapchat.
Like,
that's how old I am.
Yeah.
The kids that are, like, or people that are, like, a in their 20s right now, I feel like had it the worst. And then kids now, I feel like, are kind of stepping away from it a little bit. Like, it's not cool to post a lot. It's, like, really losery to post a lot of stuff. And I'm like, I'm the biggest loser of them all. Go back to 2011, baby.
I know.
I'm like, can scroll for days. But now that's like, makes you lame to post a lot. You're like an old lady.
Well, oh, yeah. I'm an old lady.
Yeah, we're old ladies. This is where we're at now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
Well, I was just thinking about how I used to post all the time on Instagram, but then stories became a thing. And then you posted more on your stories
and
your post
it goes
posts
away
were like
once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who makes these rules up
I don't
in our
know.
Heads that makes us
I think
that
when,
that's how we
I'm just
going to
here's the
keep
thing.
Posting pictures.
What we all have in common like, is that we've all either
revolt.
Tried or we like tried to like have engagement to build some sort of like platform
yeah.
on social media for a business or something. So we've heard the rules from other people are like, this is what you have to do.
Yeah.
That's why we have that in our mind because I'm the same. I'm yeah. like, ugh. And then I'm like, who came up with this?
I know.
Oh, it's back from LuLaRoe or,
like,
you know.
Oh, fuck
you, Deanne.
Remember that? We used, they would yeah. be like, make sure you post every day and you have to keep.
I
like,
almost got sucked into that, but I didn't.
Thank God.
Thank God.
I would have ended up with a closet full of leggings.
And Goodwill would have ended up with a lot of LuLaRoe. Am I right?
Off husband.
I remember going to this Goodwill forever and then just seeing so much stuff. I think mm-hmm. I ended up recouping at least what I put into it and like breaking at least even. And at the end,
well,
I was just
good.
Selling. So it wasn't horrible, but it was a time suck.
It was yeah. a time suck and like a space suck.
Mm-hmm. Major space suck. They're like, okay, here's all you need to do. All you need to do is come up with like $13,000 and make sure you clear out your whole garage. Like
your whole
who's
house.
Like, yes, this is great. I did. I we did. Did. We
were, I'm in.
You are
clear out the whole
here.
Garage that she doesn't have.
You did.
I
have.
Did then. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I did then.
My bad.
I had a garage then, and it was glorious. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know, man. That
regrets.
Is bad.
That's like probably my
good
one
idea.
Regret in life.
Is Lula?
Yeah. I mean, not like a regret, but like kind of.
Yeah, but we would have probably never met.
That's true. Ew.
Aw.
It's a God thing.
We're getting sentimental.
It's a God thing.
It's a God thing.
Oh.
Mm. Ah, the foam. Mm. It's so nice. Yeah. degenerates. Us, we are.
Yeah, not you, us.
No, kids can't get away with being that dumb now. I mean, and we were all, here's the thing that was like sketchy about us is that we pretty much, I mean, y'all more than me, like kept your grades good and your shit together and like showed up and did the stuff.
I think that's what I was like, I'm not a bad kid. Like,
I'm doing everything I need to do.
I mean, I guess I wasn't
bad. I was doing okay with grades. Senior year came and I was like
setting cars on fire and robbing
places. No, we were just dumb, but we were like dumb. Not really to other people. We weren't, like, hurting other people. Right. We were just hurting ourselves.
We were just literally being teenagers.
Stupid-ass teenagers.
Yeah,
I'm also, so growing up in a college town is, like, a different vibe. Yeah. Things are different. You feel older. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can pass as, like, someone you're not.
Says the girl. Summer was like, barefoot. I was a teacher when everyone looked like a student.
You can pass as someone you're not, like, summer barefoot. That was the name of my fake ID.
That was her. I never had a fake ID.
But that was a regular
I never had a fake ID either because I knew that if I did, I would have gotten arrested. Like, I would be the one person.
Yeah. Nobody's getting arrested. I don't think.
You could.
Do you know anyone who got arrested for a fake ID?
No, I mean, they just take it away from you and call you stupid.
Yeah. Well, I always looked older. I always looked older, so nobody questioned it. If I could, like, back it up. I had cops
call my mom once, and it was absolutely terrible. Absolutely.
When I got in trouble with Casey and Marley when Tony Sines was driving us.
You peed?
And I peed in that towel. I had to pee so bad and we got pulled over and they were breathalyzing all of us.
Horrible.
So I just grabbed.
Why are they all in my pee?
Because I always have to pee. I just grabbed a towel off the floorboard and put it between my legs and peed and then threw it out the door.
You're an animal.
Why we were being questioned by the police.
No, like, no, I'm thinking about the cop who saw you throw.
He's like, the fuck?
He didn't. I was like,
I'm sure you were.
No, you were definitely not so inconspicuous. Smooth. You're like, and it like clunked against the side.
I know, you guys. I remember this is my most conspicuous moment. I killed it. I remember just releasing a little bit of pee at a time, but it was all erotic because I had to pee so bad. I had to pee so bad. It was literally kind of like erotic because I had to pee so bad, and it was like everyone was in this car, and I'm peeing. So angry with Gita too because
who the fuck is Gita?
She was like, I just have to go home and get something. Like we were at a party.
Rage pee.
You're like, well, fuck you. I'm pissed on your town, Gita.
We were at a party having fun, and she was like, let's go grab some. Like she needed something from her house and made all of us come. And I was like,
weird.
That's fine. I'll just pee when we get there. I think we were gonna go like smoke or something at her house.
Oh.
And so then we all went and we got pulled over. Luckily, whoever was driving us was, like, friends with one of the cops. I do think it was Tony.
No, but I have a story, because we got pulled over once, too, because we were going down the way on a one-way. Oh, we just decided to sneak out one night and drive the van around.
I blacked it out.
You don't remember? And Joe Amendola? What's his name?
Amendola.
His dad pulled us over and, like, something registered. Like, he recognized us, and he let us go. He said, go home. We were just, like, 16 and driving. We were literally driving down, like, by downtown.
Oh, he knew my dad. Oh. So he was probably like, you guys get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Your dad's going to kill you dead.
Yeah.
How also, dumb. Why?
I don't even remember
what
that.
The fuck is
I'm
the point?
So stupid. Why were we doing it? We hadn't been drinking, had we?
I don't know. But now I listen to these, like, true crime podcasts, and I'm like, how stupid were we? We just left. Like, what if something happened to us? Nobody would have known where we fucking were.
It's awful.
Also, that's cell really phones scary. Were like Nokia and stuff.
Yeah, you had to switch three times to get a C.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Remember?
It would take forever to spell help.
That's
at that
why
point.
We say LOL.
Help, here's my address.
I don't
like,
even think
I'm
had
dead
texting.
By now.
We didn't text then.
We didn't. The first time I ever even knew what texting was or, like, saw it was Ashley Roblin.
Oh.
We have to tell that story off camera. Okay, we love you. Gobble, gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks again, Lindsay, for joining us. I hope we made your holiday more
jolly.
No, it's gobble, gobble.
Gobbly?
Tom, your turkey's running. Turkey's lurky. Your turkey's down the road. You better go catch it.